بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين وقال تبارك وتعالى واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا وفي رواية قالوا يا رسول الله ما هذه الضحايا قال ملة أبيكم إبراهيم قالوا فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة حسنة قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة أو كما قال عليه السلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, the beautiful and blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah has entered, and this is that great Mubarak month in which two very great acts of ibadah take place, and that is the Hajj Baytullah and the Udhiyah, the sacrifice of the animals. And both of these acts of ibadah are connected to a very great personality, and that is the personality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. The origin of the udhiyah, or the sacrifice of animals on the day of Eid al-Adha, goes directly back to Ibrahim alayhi salam and the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam with his beloved son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. That is something that is known to even the little children in our community. Everyone knows this amazing story of sacrifice of father, mother and son, and it has been etched in the memory of humanity, right? It will carry on till the end of time. So this great act of sacrifice is one of those acts that are associated with this great Nabi, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then also the Hajj, Baytullah, is associated with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Hajj Baytullah is that act of ibadah, the foundations of which were laid down by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam for this ummah to follow. The Arabs later changed some of the practices of the Hajj, and they distorted some of the practices of the Hajj, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored it to its original form again under our beloved master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he restored all the practices of Ibrahim alayhi salam as the way Ibrahim alayhi salam performed the Hajj. That is how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Hajj, and this ummah performs the Hajj right till the end of time. It will continue on the pattern of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So many a times we take the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but very little details are given about the life of this great Nabi, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So first of all, let us understand that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah took Ibrahim as his friend. The Quran is giving him the title of Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam so much that 69 places in the Quran, one less 70, 69 places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salam. What high praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Allahu Akbar. The words that are used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to describe his khalil and his friend. Allahu Akbar. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ اجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. What beautiful praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This goes to show the deep love and connection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for his Khalil, that he praised him so many times in the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the world an amazing sign in Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he was born in a society of idolatry and idol worshippers. What an amazing factor we find in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he comes from a home and a family and a community and a society that is steeped in idol worship. And out of that complete filth of idol worship emerges one pure being, one in the darkness of that shirk comes out one bright shining star and light, and that is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. The whole community was steeped in idol worship. The king of that time, the tyrant king of that time, Namrud, was the chief idol worshipper. And he forced this upon his entire citizens and all the top ministers in his government, from amongst whom was the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Azar. They were all idol worshippers. And in the midst of all this, these idol worshippers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about one son of Tawheed, Allahu Akbar. In that dark ocean of shirk, one bright sun of Tawheed rises and shines and illuminates the whole world. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions at another place in the Holy Quran. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned an amazing thing here in the Quran. يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي. Allah is the one who brings out the dead from the alive, and he brings out the alive from the dead. Now, there are many tafsirs are given of how this happens, but one most popular tafsir is that from the dead, that is the mushrikeen and idol worshippers and kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings out the living, that is a person of tawheed and iman and belief. They are like dead, and from the dead Allah brings alive the person of iman and tawheed. Other tafsir is given that it refers to the egg which is dead, and from the dead egg comes alive a live chicken. But here we see the manifestation of this ayat in the most perfect form in Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he is coming from a society that is dead, in the sense that they are steeped in shirk and idol worshippers. And from those dead people, that dead nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a living being to arise who is spiritually alive. They are spiritually dead, a spiritually alive being arises, and that is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. And then in that you know, in atmosphere of shirk, there is no person to preach the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one to give the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides his khalil and his friend to the light of tawheed. By the power of his reasoning and the power of his intellect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar, Ibrahim alayhi salam is able to discern the oneness of the Creator and the helplessness of the creation. And Ibrahim alayhi salam ponders and reflects on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very much detail is mentioned in the Quran of how falamma ra'a kawkaban, how he saw a star and then the star disappeared. And falamma ra'a al-qamara bazighan, he saw the moon and the moon disappeared. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً, and he saw the sun bright and shining, and then all of them disappeared. The star appeared and disappeared. The moon appeared and disappeared. The sun appeared and disappeared. And Ibrahim alayhi salam came to the conclusion that none of these, no matter how beautiful, bright, shining and majestic they may be, you know, heavenly bodies, but none of these are worthy of worship. If anything is worthy of worship, it is that one and only being, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him towards tawheed, and he was inspired divinely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadahu ila siratin mustaqim. Allah says, we guided him to the siratin mustaqim. And Ibrahim alayhi salam came to the conclusion after seeing all of this idolatry and the idols that people were worshipping, stars and all kinds of objects, that he came to the ultimate conclusion when he said, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara samawati wal ardha hanifa wama ana minal mushrikeen. I turn my attention to that being who is the ultimate power who created all these things, and I'm not from the idol worshippers. Thereafter, as a young person in his society of idol worship, he could see the people worshipping idols that were fake and false, and he realized that they are in such deception, and he was aspiring for their guidance, and he desired their guidance, and so he plucked up courage that is beyond the imagination of the ordinary person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him such courage that in the middle of all of these idol worshippers, he took such steps to show that these idols are helpless and they can do nothing. When the people left for one of their idol worship fairs, and they used to have all of these big fair of idol worship, and they used to go out into the fields and go and do their idol worship and shirk and so on. They invited Ibrahim alayhi salam, come, you also join us. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. He told them, I'm sick. Now, there can be two interpretations here. One is physical illness, but then you can also be sick of something in the figurative sense, that I'm sick and tired. You know, somebody says, I'm sick and tired. Doesn't mean he's ill physically, but it means he's fed up, he's tired. So he said, وَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. I am tired, I'm fed up of all of this idol worship. And saying these words, he was able to escape from going with them. And they went, and Ibrahim alayhi salam went into the temple. And when he went into the temple, he took an axe with him, and he started from one side smashing the idols into pieces. He smashed them one by one, broke all the idols, and then he took the axe and hung it around the neck of the biggest idol there as a kind of eye-opener for his people, that when they come back, they're going to ask questions. And when they did come back, they were utterly shocked that these idols of ours are all smashed and broken. How come? What happened to these idols? Who did this to our idols? Man fa'ala hadha bi alihatina? Who did this to our idols? The whole Quran speaks about all of this here. Then they said, قَالُوا سَمِينَا فَتَى يَذْكُرُوا بِقَالُوا لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We heard of one young boy by the name of Ibrahim, youngster. Maybe he did it. So they said, call him. Ibrahim alayhi salam was brought there. And they asked him. He said, ask them if they can speak. If they can talk, these idols, they must speak for themselves. Ask them who came and broke you. They said, no, these idols, they can't speak. They are lifeless. So he tried to show them by logic that these things can't speak, they can't hear, they can't respond, they can't react, they cannot do anything for themselves. Then what is the point of worshipping these idols? What are you getting by worshipping these idols? قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَهُمْ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتِقُونَ. Okay, if the small ones that are broken, they can't speak, ask the big one, he got the axe around his neck. Ask him, did you break all your little ones around you here? Your small friends, you broke them, you smashed them. But obviously, where is the idol going to speak anything? And so they were embarrassed, terribly embarrassed. They were so embarrassed at their foolishness, but now they were caught in the tradition of shirk, and the traditions overwhelmed them from doing the correct thing and the right thing. Instead of accepting that they are in the wrong and they should forsake idol worship and they should give up the shirk, what they did, they attacked Ibrahim alayhi salam. They attacked the man who's trying to show them the right path. And they caught hold of him, they arrested him, and then they took him, and the massive fire was prepared, and such a huge fire was never seen before. And that fire was prepared for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then they said, this is the only way to get rid of him is to burn him, and we will rid ourselves of him, and the people will realize that, you know, their people will not be misled by him anymore, and we just eliminate him by throwing him into this mighty fire. And yet such a fire was burnt, the likes of which was not seen, that to such an extent that some people say even if a bird flew a little bit high over the fire, it could get roasted and fall into the fire. Such was the intensity of the heat. And they prepared this fire, and then they threw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire. They couldn't even just carry him and throw him into the fire, because the intensity of the heat was so great that if they went near the fire, they would have also got burned. So they built a catapult, which is called Minjaniq, and they catapulted him into the fire, and he landed right in the middle of the fire. And when he landed in the middle of the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed miracle, great miracle and mu'jiza of Khalilullah. That fire was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to burn him. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we commanded that fire, يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا, become cold for Ibrahim. The moment he landed in the fire became like ice cold. So cold that Ibrahim alayhi salam started shivering, and then he complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm feeling so cold. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave the additional command to the fire, was salaman ala Ibrahim, become a place of safety and comfort for Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam stayed in that fire. According to some narrations, 40 days he was in the fire, and he says, the best days of my life was in that fire. He was like in a garden of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Thereafter, when he emerged alive from the fire, the nation was shocked. They were shocked. He continued to preach Tawheed. He addressed his own father, Ya Abati, La Ta'budi Shaitan, Inna Shaitana Kana Li Rahmani Asiyah. يا أبتي إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون لشيطاني وليا. He's addressing his father in a very loving manner, in a very respectful manner, in a very kind manner, very compassionate manner, out of deep concern for his father's salvation and his father's najat. He's giving his father the invitation to Tawheed, and he's saying to his father, oh my father, give up this idol worship. But instead of accepting the message, the father drove him out and chased him out, and he told him that if you don't go away, then I will beat you up. And he threatened him, and eventually Ibrahim alayhi salam left there, and then he traveled to many parts of the world. He was born, by the way, in a place that is called Ur. Ur is there between Iraq and Turkey. The place called Ur is the birthplace of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And from there, Ibrahim alayhi salam then traveled by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala conferred him upon him nubuwat and prophethood. And then he traveled, he went right up to Egypt, and he went to give the message of Tawheed to those people. And he went to Canaan, which is Palestine of today, the greater Syria area. He went there and he gave the message of Tawheed to the people. And in that course, Ibrahim alayhi salam married Hazrat Sarah, and both of them were very old. And then later they were traveling, and they went to a place called, when they came to Egypt, they gave the message to the emperor of Egypt. He did not accept the message. And instead, what he did was, he tried to molest the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Sarah. But every time he extended his hand towards her, his hand became into wood, and he was unable to touch. Three times. And three times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this miracle of this chaste and pure woman. And then he realized, and he repented from his evil deed, and he realized that this is a very special family. So out of gratitude, he gave them a slave girl from Egypt by the name of Hajar. And she was gifted to Hazrat Sarah, and Hazrat Sarah in exchange gifted her to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam then married Hazrat Hajar. And from Hazrat Hajar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him in old age a son by the name of Ismail. And in old age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also granted him and his wife Sarah, who was also advanced in age. And all of this is mentioned in the Quran, that she was so astonished. قَالُوا أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ, that she was astonished. فَصَكَّتْ وَجْهَهَا وَقَالَتْ إِنِّي عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ, I'm an old barren woman. Where am I going to give birth to a child? But this was the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them in that old age with a child, a son, Ishaq, from who comes the lineage of the Bani Israel and all the Anbiya alayhi salam of Bani Israel, Ishaq alayhi salam, and his son Yaqub alayhi salam, and his son Yusuf alayhi salam, the great-grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah, the grandfather Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah, the father Yaqub alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah, the son Yusuf alayhi salam, four generations of Nabi. And then from there comes Musa alayhi salam, and Harun alayhi salam, and Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Dawood alayhi salam, and Zakaria alayhi salam, and Yahya alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, and the whole line of Anbiya alayhi salam come from Ishaq alayhi salam, from Ibrahim alayhi salam on one side, and on the other side Allah blessed him with the son Ismail from his wife Hajar. And that is the other line, that from there comes Nabina Muhammad, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the offspring of Ismail alayhi salam. So on both sides, both his children are the, you know, progenitors of great messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Ibrahim alayhi salam is known as the patriarch, the fatherly figure, and he is that personality that's accepted by all three major religions of the world, Judaism, Christianity and Islam. And then the famous story of the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, that first of all, how he goes and leaves him in Makkah with his mother Hajar, in the middle of the barren desert, not a sign of life, not a trace of life, not a plant, not a tree, not an animal, nothing. Absolute barren desert, just desert, sand and mountains, and that is all. And when he leaves them and he's leaving, then his wife asks him that, what are you doing? Is this by the order of Allah? And he just nods his head and says, yes, this is by the order of Allah. And she replies to say, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُونَ. Then we are comfortable in the knowledge that Allah is not going to forsake us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to destroy us, but Allah is going to find a way for us. And then the whole story of Safa Marwa, and the whole story of the discovery of the Zamzam well. And then later on Ibrahim alayhi salam comes back, and the whole story of the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, and Mina, and the Rami of the Jamarat, and then the construction of Kaabatullah by father and son, that how they built and the ayats where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. And then they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. They made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these are the beautiful incidents and aspects of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which will take a lot of detailed discussion, but it is very important for us to at least understand who is this great personality with whom these two great acts of ibadah in this month of Zilhijjah is associated, that is the Hajj and the sacrifice of the animals. It is associated with this great personality, Khalilullah Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And finally then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes him to return to Palestine, and he passes away in Palestine in a place that is called in Arabic till today Al-Khalil is the proper name, and obviously now they call it by the Hebrew name of Hebron, and that is where the grave of Ibrahim alayhi salam and members of his family, Hazrat Sarah and Ishaq alayhi salam and other Anbiya alayhi salam, are found there. Alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity of visiting the grave of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is very sad that the Zionists have now divided that very same masjid, and they have taken over one part of the masjid which belongs to us as the Muslim Ummah, is our masjid. They have occupied forcefully one part of the masjid in Hebron, in Al-Khalil, and the grave of Ibrahim. All other Anbiya alayhi salam, nobody can say with certainty where their graves are. But two Nabis of Allah, you can say with 100% certainty that it is known where their graves are. One is our beloved master, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Rauza Mubarak, in Rauza Sharif, in Madinatul Munawwara. And one is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, because that is established by authentic sources from Quran and Sunnah. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was the one who loved the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this whole takbir of tashriq that we read in these days, and the ulama have mentioned that takbir of tashriq is not only restricted to the 9th of Zulhijjah, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, which we read once after every Fard Salah. We should not think that that is the only time and that's the only quantity that we should be reading. But Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they used to walk around in the bazaars of Medina, and they should encourage the people to read this takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. These are the days in which we should excessively read this takbir, and excessively we should also read The third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.